this compensation plan, you know, guys, in this industry that we're in, which is Eric Ori always says, this is, you know, we have a better way, and it is a great industry. It's a, you know, multi-level marketing, network marketing. You can make your own hours. You can make as much money as you want. You can choose the people that you work with. And so we do have a better way, and it is very, very exciting. And yes, Tuck and I have been with Jay for 9 years. It was the absolute best decision that we ever made. So the compensation plan is just one of the cool features that we have. Our company is absolutely phenomenal. Jay Archer, Stacy, Jay and Stacy are absolutely awesome to work with. And our products are absolutely amazing. And so we cover everything from energy to you know, cleansing our bodies and our skin and pain and sleep and all that. And so, but this, I think, is probably on top of that all, is really exciting. Our compensation plan is on top of this world. So whether you're new or been here for a while, let's just kind of go through it real quick. This is basically, the whole compensation training is based around this one sheet. So if you all, Sam said that she mentioned it in her training, for those that are on to print it out and have them with them, have it with them. This form right here, this is our comp one sheet, and I'll show you how to get to it. This is the sheet that you should carry around at all times, I believe, whether you have it with your tablet or you have it wherever you're going to keep it in your portfolio or whatever that you carry around with you, keep it, because this is what you're going to look at. This is where you're going to track your progress, and this is where you're going to be able to explain it to your people and where they are and where they're going. Okay. So let's go on and move into it. How you'll get to the sheet is, this is your sign in. So you'll sign into your back office. This is where it takes you. And up at the top, there's some tabs up here. Main menu, shop, genealogy, commission tools, my activity, and a few other ones. But for today, we're going to go into, let me have it, this is actually a recording right here, but we'll go into Gemini Tools and the Comp One sheet. For those of you maybe that are new and don't know where to get to that yet, this is where you'll go, and this is where it pops up, and this is the sheet, how you get there in your back office. You can also get to it through your mobile app. So for those of you that maybe haven't downloaded this yet, that are new, this is what it looks like. You can sign into your mobile app, and you can get into the Hustle One plan, the Comp Plan One, one of two ways. You can go in through your office button here, and it'll take you right in to go to where we just were. Or you can go in through this little hamburger sign and then go over to training, and then it pops up right there. So you can get it into your mobile app, which is really nice, because you'll have it there at all times, no matter what. If you're not in front of a computer or having a hard time, you can just get into it right through your mobile app. Okay, and in our mobile app, this is the Hustle video. For those of you that maybe haven't seen it that are new, take a look at it. I'm not going to play it right now, but you can get into that through your mobile app as well. It's like a, I think it's 2 minutes and 50, it's under three minutes. So take a look at that, something that you could share through your mobile app with people, just to, you know, boost their curiosity. And it's a really cool, fun little quick video that talks about the comp plan. So let's get right into it. So there's four different ways that we get paid. We get paid retail commissions, we get paid enrollment pack bonuses, residual hustle bonus, and the car bonus. So let's just go right in and start off with our retail commissions. So our retail commissions, I'm going to use for this, I'm going to use the bottle of Remedy, and I'm going to use retail pricing. Okay. So, we sell it for a retail price of $149. We buy it for $109. So we make a profit of $40 per bottle. Okay. So if you think about that, guys, if you had just 10 customers a month at $40 a bottle, that's $400 in monthly income. And remember, I'm basing this all on retail, okay? So if you've got a customer that is an elite customer or has a recurring order, then that you're still going to have that retail profit, but your CVs are going to go down a little bit. And here is what the, down here on the left-hand side, this is on that sheet. So everything that we're going through in this training is going to be off of this sheet, and everything you need is going to be right there. Okay, so that's our retail profit. Number two is our enrollment PAC bonuses. Okay, so our PAC bonuses, we have our Catalyst PAC, our Hustle PACs, and our Action PAC. And for every PAC bonus, for every person that you sign up, and they sign up with whatever PAC, you're gonna get a PAC bonus, okay? And in the first 30 days, you're gonna get a boost in that PAC bonus. Okay, so Catalyst PAC is 75, Hustle PAC is 150, and the Action PAC is 250 in the first 30 days. And thereafter that, anytime you sign somebody up after your 30 days, then these are the bonuses going on and going forward, okay? Within the first, not in the first 30 days, but your bonuses are paid in the very beginning, and this goes in detail in the video, and I don't want to get into it too much now, but the first three that you have to sign up, your first three, that's your incentive, sign up your first three people, and then you'll get paid for those three bonuses, and then there after that, you'll get your bonus on everyone that you sign up thereafter, okay, if that makes sense. And the people that sign you up know that, so they'll be able to help you with that. Okay, the residual hustle bonus. This is, hold on a second. Okay, this is our residual income. This is probably the coolest part that Tuck and I enjoy the most. This is where you're going to make your monthly and build your teams, make your monthly income. And you know, does everyone know what residual income? I didn't know what it was at one time, but residual income is when you get paid after the work has already been done. So if you've got a customer that you've already made a sale to, you've sold them a bottle of Remedy, and they decide to get it on a recurring order because it's worked so well for them, and next month and the next month they get it, well, you don't have to make that sale again. So that is that's residual income. And that will come to you every month. So that's way cool. So what we're going to do is we're going to get started. I'm going to go through this. I'm going to explain this whole thing. It's a gated unit level. And I'm going to go through each one of these. But let's go on to the fourth way we get paid before we get started with that. And that's our car bonus. And so depending on how you do and the ranks that you make, I believe it's 12K. Yeah. And once you hit 12K, then you can start making a car bonus. And it goes from $200 all the way up to $2,500, which is really cool. So a lot of you are going to be doing that, and we're so excited for you for that. Okay, I know I'm talking real fast, but I just want to get through this. Okay, so let's talk terminology. So everything has a commissionable volume, a CV. Products are assigned a CV value, which is used to determine personal volumes, group volume, qualified group volume, and rank title requirements, okay? Group volume and qualified group volume, we're really going to go into quite a bit, but let's go on to the next one, which is personal volume, because you all need to understand these terms in order to understand how to calculate later on for your ranks. Your personal volume, the cumulative CV during the last five pay periods, current weekly pay period plus last 4 weeks from products sold to others, personally enrolled retail customers and personally enrolled members, plus any personal purchases during that same period. Okay, so your personal volume is your volume, and your retail customers and your members' volume. Okay, now this down here is really important, guys. This little asterisk here, this little star down here. Minimum personal volume can be met with personal purchase or by adding an additional 100 CV in personal customer volume to rank requirements. Requirements can be met with customers only and customer volume only. We can only use, as members, we can only use 100 CVs of our own personal volume, our own personal purchases, okay? We cannot use any more of that than that. So if you went out and bought an expo pack and it's 2,500 CVs or whatever it is, you can only use 100 of that. And the reason that they do that is because they don't want people buying up in rank. Okay, so that makes sense. Now, what this is saying as well is that you have to have 100 personal CVs of your own personal consumption. That's what I call it, our own personal consumption. Like Tuck and I buy a bottle of Remedy a piece that's 50 CVs a piece, plus we buy an extra one to share. So that is our 100 CVs right there that's taken care of. So to me, that's our own personal consumption, and everybody's going to want to do that. And you're probably going to buy more. I mean, we buy more as well, the other stuff, but that takes care of that 100 CVs. But no member is required to have to purchase anything. But in order to maximize the compensation plan, then you're going to want to do that. And you're going to be consuming it anyway. But if you don't have this 100 CVs and you need it, and say you only have 50 CVs, you can't just use 50 CVs of customer volume. You have to use a whole 100, okay? So if you've got 50, then you'd have to make it up in 100 point increments in order to make up this personal volume, if that makes sense. I know it's a little bit detailed, but when you watch the video, that'll explain a little bit more. Okay, and so then we have a couple more that we're gonna get into a lot about this, which is our group volume and our qualified group volume. Okay, so group volume is the total CV, commissionable volume, produced by your placement tree organization to the bottom of each placement tree leg, including your own purchases during the last 5 week pay periods. Current weekly pay period plus last 4 weeks, no more than 100 CV from personal purchases can contribute towards your group volume. These things that I'm actually reading right here right now, this is all on your sheet. This is all taken from the sheet. So everything I'm doing is on this one sheet. So you'll have all that, and you can go back there and look at that, read that until you totally understand it. Okay, and the second thing is your qualified group volume, which is your QGV. Your total group volume produced by you, your personal purchases to 100 CV, that's so important. You can only use 100 CV of your own. Your downline group volume, your personal customer volume, and your group after the max leg rules have been applied. QGB is used to determine rank and related monthly bonus. That max per leg right there, that's way important, and we're going to get into that. So it's time to build your team. So this is the way we like to look at it. And there's some more information in this in the duplication guide in the back office, unless you've changed it, Samantha, I haven't looked at that. But anyway, this is what we like to do and how we like to duplicate. So when we sign somebody on, goal number one is to get 3 members, because we're ultimately gonna build 3 legs. So we need to get 3 members to start our 3 legs. And then number 2 is we wanna get 2 customers. And then we want to duplicate that and teach our teams to do the same. Okay, it's pretty simple. So your 3 members and 2 customers. And then once you do that, you've signed up your 3, they've signed up their 3, they've signed up their 3, and so on and so forth. And then before you know it, you've got your team started. So now let's get into calculate volume, which is where the fun part comes in. So let me just explain this. I said that this was a gated unit level, and that's exactly what it is. So each one of these is a gate, okay? And each one of these you have to meet in order to make that rank. So we're gonna start out with star, okay? So let's go into, this is your rank calculation. These are the 2 calculations that you have to come up with every time you figure out what rank you are. The first one is your group volume. Number 1 is your group volume, and it's your total team's commissionable volume plus your personal volume plus your customer volume equals your group volume, okay? Group volume is your starting point. Number 2 is your qualified group volume, and this is where the max per leg comes in, okay? So you're gonna figure out what your max per leg is, and we'll go back to the sheet. We're gonna figure out what our max per leg is that we can use, and then we add the personal volume, the customer volume, which equals our qualified group volume, which equals your rank. And then remember, this is on a 5-week rolling period, and we'll get into that. Okay. So let me see if I can move this out of the way so I can see it. Okay. All right. So in month 1, I'm going to show you how easy it is to earn your money back in the first 30 days. Okay. And we're going to start out with star. You have signed up your 3 teams, your 3 people, which has started your 3 teams. And I'm going to use the hustle pack that everybody's signing up with, that because that really is our most popular pack. So I'm going to start out with that. And our hustle packs are 200 CVs, okay? So here you are up here. You've got your 100 CVs. That's your personal consumption. That's what you're purchasing to consume yourself. So you've got that taken care of. And then you've got team one that signed up with the Hustle Pack, team two and team three, they've all signed up. Over here to the left, you went ahead and got your two customers. Now for Star, you only need one, but we decided we're going to get three members and two customers, and that's what we did. And then these customers each bought a bottle of Remedy at retail, and that is 50 CVs. Now, if it's a recurring order, that CVs is going to go down to 40, but let's just do this on retail and make it easy, okay? So let's go up here to Start. Gate one, you have to have a personal volume of 100 CVs, and you have that. Gate two, you have to have personal active customers of one. Well, you have two, so you're good. Gate three, personal customer volume. You have two customers, they each bought a bottle, that's 100 CVs, you have made that qualification. Gate number four is your personal active members. You only need one for Star, but you went ahead and got your three, so you're set there. Your personal member volume is 100. Well, they each signed up in these first 30 days, and so they signed up with the Hustle Pack, so you've got 2, 4, 600 here, so you're good on the 100. The total personal volume you need is 300, which again is your volume, your customer volume, or your personal member volume is 300, so you're covered there. And now we get into the qualified group volume, and you need 400. You need 400 here. So you've met these three, which equals 300, so 100 has to come from somewhere else, but you've got it covered because they have all signed up with Hustle Pack. Okay, so now we're going to go over here to this next gate and our group volume max per team. This is so important. These two things right here are really, really important. I mean, they're all important, but this one right here, you really have to pay attention to, because when we go into calculating it, this is what you're going to use. So this is telling us that we're going to only use a max amount of 200 points per team in order to qualify for a total 400 to make the rank of Star, okay? So now we're gonna come down here, and the first thing we're gonna figure out is our group volume. So we're gonna take team one, team two, and team three, which is 2, 4, 600. Then we're gonna add our personal volume, which is 100, and we're gonna add our customer volume, which is 100. So we've got a total group volume of 800. So we go up here and we go, oh, okay, well, we only need 400, so we should be good. So now you have to go, okay, well, I can only use 200 max per team. So now I have to go down and go, okay, well, I got 200 on this one, I have 200 on this one, I have 200 on this one, so I can use all of those. So yes, I have made my 800, I have exactly what I need to do, and I have made Star, which means I have made a monthly bonus, a floodgate bonus of $100, okay, which is paid out weekly, so that would be $25 per week. So you have your $100 floodgate bonus, plus because you signed up your three people in the first 30 days, you get that bump in the bonuses. That's $150 per pack times three, plus your $80 retail commissions of these two over here, because retail is $149 and wholesale is $109. So you made $80 there. You've made a total of $630 and you've made your money back in the first 30 days. So I think that's pretty cool to show somebody. And that is in the video. Why am I locked up? Oh, there we go. Okay. Okay. Now this is, let me just go back. Okay. This is the second example. This example is, the same kind of thing. Here you are with your 100 CVs. You've got your two customers with 100. You've got 500, and on one team, 600 and 700 on the other team. So your team CV is 1,800 plus your 100 plus the customer's 100, which is 2,000. So now you go down here to 2,000 and say, oh, okay, I should be Star 2K. So you go over here and you say, all right, well, I can use 1,000 max per team. And each one of these is under 1,000. So in this example, again, it works out for you and you have hit Star 2K. This again is the rank calculation. I put it in there a couple times just because I like people to be able to go back and look at that again. You'll see that in the video. But this particular example I wanted to show you real quick is one that the total team volume, your personal volume, customer volume equals 4,200. So up here for star 4K, you only need 4,000. But because we can only use 2,000 per leg, we have to go back down here and go, okay, well, this leg is 2,500, but we can only use 2,000. But we can use all of team two and all of team three. And because in doing that, it works out, and I don't have that figure on here, but it works out to 3,700, which means now you are dropped down to star 2K. And when you calculate that out, it comes up and you make star 2K, so you're qualified there. But just by doing that, you're making $500 a month. That's not including your retail commissions. That's not including your pack bonuses. So that's good money right there. Okay. So let's move on. So now that we've done that, I'm just going to go on real quick and just show you where we take a look at, let me do this and back it up because that's an actual video in there. This is where we go. This is your Gemini dashboard. All of these buttons on here, and a lot of you know this, I'm sure, but some new people may not understand it. This will help you figure out where you are and where you need to be in rank right on your dashboard. So when you sign into your back office, it's all right here. And your sponsor can help you with that. And if any of you need some help, you can call me and I'll be happy to help you with it. And again, that video will help you out quite a bit as well. This is another spot that we like to look at, which is a team productivity report, which is under your Gemini. It's under genealogy and team productivity. This will show you your legs. There's not numbers here because this is a generic one, but this will be your three legs and what your volume is, and kind of give you an idea of everybody that's underneath you. Another one is, I mean, there's a couple, but the other one is your tabular genealogy. This is really cool. They did a lot of work putting a lot of this information in here that will help you track your people and gives you their information. This right here, the lifetime rank that they have, their current rank and their next rank, and then what they need in order to get to that next rank. So I'm not going to go into detail with that because that'll take forever. But that is it kind of in a nutshell, guys. I know I'm kind of going over a little bit. That's it in a nutshell. This document right here, keep it with you at all times. If you guys have questions, you know, feel free to reach out to me and I'll be happy to help you. If I can, I can definitely find the answer for you. But I hope that I kind of went through that kind of quick and you got some value out of that. I hope that you did. But that is pretty cool. So they are, this one right here actually is a little bit, they've added on the preferred price and the CVs for preferred customers. So keep that one with you guys. I hope that you found some value with that. And that's all I have, Sam. So I tried to get it done within.
Awesome. No, that was absolutely incredible. And just wait until you guys watch the full 45 minute video. I mean, she gets so in depth, like you guys are going to be experts by the time you finish watching it. So I actually put that on Gemini University right now. I pinned it right on to the very, very top. So you'll be able to see that there if you hop on. I'm just super quick going to share the rank advancements from last month with you all. So I'm going to share my screen. Can you guys see it okay? Yes? Okay. So real quick, we've got some exciting rank advancements. So for star last month, we've got Barry Pittman, Maria Reed, Vicky Nicholson Kelly, and then for star 1K, we've got Shauna Gamble, Don Brosar, Judy Bean, Francis Davis, Grace Price, Shalise Johnson, and Malia Belcher, William Ambrose Bertrand, and I apologize in advance if I butcher any of your names, so please correct me if I'm wrong with them. And then we've got a new star 2K, Mr. Philip Bean, congratulations. And that is all for today, folks. I did a training on closing earlier today in Gemini University, if you missed that. Laura, thank you so much for your hard work and dedication. Just wait until you guys see how much work she put in to the video. The detailed one, the 45 minute one, which is in Gemini University. It is incredible. So thank you so much, Laura. You're awesome. You got to let us take a picture. What is Eva saying? You guys can unmute yourself if you want to thank her.
I think she wanted to take a picture of the rank advancements.
Oh, I could send it. You guys want me to post it in Gemini University? Yes?
That'd be good.
Sure. We could start doing that. I thought about that earlier today, actually. Let's do that, because I think it's important to recognize the people who deserve it and are working hard. And then next week, we've got a little surprise that you guys are really going to like. I'm not going to give too much detail away, but let's just say we took one of our best products, which are all great, and just like amplified it by like a bajillion million. So that's all I'm going to say. So you'll have to tune in next week to hear more about that. But thank you again, Laura. You are incredible. And we really just appreciate everything you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.